Oh, I'm afraid I've caught you in a lie. I never thought that I would see the day that you would deceive. I'm afraid I've caught you in a lie. I even went out of my way to treat him nice, but it doesn't pay. He wore my clothes to take you out. I've been a fool without a doubt. Oh, but I'm afraid I've caught you in a lie. All the things you said wasn't true. I've caught you in a lie, baby. You said he was your cousin, but I found out that he wasn't. Caught you in a lie, baby. Sure enough I did. I caught you in a lie.
All right. I wonder if anyone, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear myself. Okay, so this is Leah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So this is not my normal hour. My show is called Tango Suerte. Last semester, it was at 4 a.m. on Saturdays. So I'm just filling in during the winter schedule. I have a couple of friends in the studio. We're gonna play a couple of songs. Hopefully my laptop decides to work. But next up, we're gonna keep a little bit of a reggae set going on. So next up is Firehouse Rock by the Wailing Souls.
give me time.
Space ship, million miles from
talking. Yeah, we the people struggling. Now they're sitting on the time boom.
Ending that song off was So Much Trouble in the World by Bob Marley. So I'm going to do a little recap of every three songs or so. So starting off, we had, again, Wailing Souls' Firehouse Rock. Then to slow it down, we had Dennis Brown's Let Me Down Easy. And again, that last song was Bob Marley's So Much Trouble in the World. We're going to keep the set going. And this next song is In Your Eyes by Johnny Osborne.
How long will you live? Always to receive, but never to give. Always carry news all over the place. Mr. Chatterbox, you are a big disgrace. You see, then you don't. I go let you down. And when they let you down, we are gonna batter you around. Beef, bop, boo. Those are the blows you're gonna get. Mr. Talkative, I know you will regret.
Yeah. I wanna jam with you now. Jamming, jamming, jamming. you like a jamming tune. I wanna jam it.
And that was Jamming by Bob Marley. So we've had a pretty good reggae lineup so far. I'm going to give a little bit of a rundown once again. So that last song again was Jamming by Bob Marley. Before that was I'm Still in Love by Alton Ellis. Then was 5446, That's My Number, by Toots and the Maltas. And before that was Mr. Chatterbox by Bob Marley once again. So we're going to get a little bit of a tranquil vibe going on, you know. We're halfway through the show. Sorry. We're halfway through the show. It's time for a little PSA, but a little bit of context. All of my friends are in here, and we're all East African, so thought we'd play a little bit of jazz in the background. Faven, go ahead and take it away.
Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This was a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford's Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
Everyone should please keep in mind ladder safety. It's an underrated injury. Absolutely. So, again, we're halfway through the show, and the vibes are good. We only have one mic working. I know we have two, I guess. So, Faven, since you're on the mic, how was your day?
It was quite lovely. Thank you for asking. How was your day?
We can give a little life update, class-wise. I'm looking at Nadu right here because we know exactly what I'm about to talk about. I dropped my language at school today. Or not today, last night. Because yesterday, for all the tough students that are listening, it was the end of the ad period. I dropped it, and I feel free. I feel very free, and I'm not even gonna say what language it is because it's hard. That's all you gotta know.
This is Naya, by the way. I think everybody should know that she left me in it. So, I don't know, she's a little selfish now.
Absolutely. I gotta prioritize myself, personally. And, oh, here goes Nadia.
I mean, I agree. Like, I also dropped my language class yesterday, and it was heartbreaking because I'm really invested in the language, but you know what? We can learn it by ourselves.
Absolutely. This is not the only time to learn a language.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. And you know what? Apparently today, Naya can attest, my teacher made a little quip about me quitting in class. I don't think I could recover from that, to be honest.
He just clowned her a little bit. It was fine.
It was a little awkward. I did feel a little bad about it.
I think that you just protected your peace.
I protected my peace.
And that's what all of us should do.
Everyone needs to protect their peace.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? We're protecting our peace by playing some good music. Nadia's doing her homework. Naya's reading a book. Faven's vibing.
I was playing Minecraft.
You're playing Minecraft. And I feel great personally. So,
the weather's nice.
It's 50 degrees probably.
I've never been so happy to be outside these past couple weeks.
No, literally.
Happy.
I'm terrified. Oh. This is the sign, guys. It's too warm.
It is too warm. It is January. We are in the dead of winter, and it's currently sun is shining, and it's 50 degrees.
The snow literally disappeared in one night.
Oh my gosh.
The snow is gone.
The res quad, the snow is gone. It was literally there yesterday, and then today it's just so green. And
there
I was
a
like,
full
what?
Snowman, and now it's gone.
The snowman is
tipped over. It's kind of sad.
And I didn't get to make one. It was on the itinerary, just never saw it through.
You know what? I'm sure it's going to snow.
It is on Monday.
It's going to snow.
Fresh snow is better to make.
Fresh snow is better to make. And you know what? Think about this. We can go snowboarding in a couple of days or weeks, in theory.
Absolutely.
I don't think we'll do it, but I think that the idea is there.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, the idea is there. Anyways. You want to keep the set going, or do we have any other anecdotes you wanna give? All right. Since we're pondering, I'm just gonna keep the set going. All right. Well, actually, Nadu, do you want to announce what the song is? Because I can't pronounce Amharic spelled in English.
I don't think I can either.
Ooh.
Was it Anchin Kuf Ainkash? Ainkash?
Aragumes. That works.
I don't know.
I have no idea what that means. To all the
I just thought Anchi like...
Okay, like Anchi Tota or something like that.
What's
like,
Kuf?
Also... What's Kuf? American, no, Ethiopian words spelled in English is not, doesn't make any sense. None. There's like so many, like the way that I have a thing against the way they spell out tibs.
How do they spell it out?
They spell it T-I-B-S, and it's like they're asking like for people to say tibs. I feel like it would be better if they put a T-H in there, because thibs is closer than tibs, you know?
Really?
I think so. How would you spell tibs?
I mean...
T-H. I feel like...
I would just say... No, like just... I think honestly, I think tibs is spelled fine.
T-I-B-S?
T-I-B-S.
They could have an apostrophe.
An apostrophe?
Apostrophe where?
For where?
Between the T and the I. Mm-hmm.
How would that... Tibs? What?
Tibs? Well, look at how they spell like Mr. Watt. Like...
No, the way they... What?
What?
Do you know that was on the menu? I showed you. Did I tell you?
Yeah.
It was on the menu for Carmichael the other day. I was gonna go sample, but like, I did not tell you.
No.
Oh my god, who was I with?
You told me.
I was with you and somebody else.
You told me.
It had to be you, Naya.
You did not tell me.
It was me. I think it was not.
It was you?
Yeah.
Why'd you just.
Just denying it?
Yeah.
I don't know, the sexy name is Maza. The sexy name is like some old Abishan restaurant back in the DMV.
There's no better restaurant than the kitchen.
There is no better restaurant than the kitchen. That was perfectly said.
And
there's only one restaurant in the area that's kind of okay.
It was all right.
I mean, we were with our moms, that's why.
Yeah, so. It was good for like, especially because the longing. And it was like, you know how like when you're really hungry, anything tastes good?
Mm.
It was kind of like that, where like mm-hmm. you're really like feeding for it. And it was like, this did the job.
Sorry, the music is actually killing me. I just queued up random Ethiopian instrumentals and now it's just... It's just playing.
I like the instrumental.
Like when they play this at like a wedding and everyone's eating.
Absolutely.
It's just so calming.
It feels like an interlude. You know what I mean? You're just like...
Yeah.
You're just munching and that just works.
Were you guys aware that Ethiopian jazz had its little trend on TikTok for a little while?
I did.
I think it's so funny.
No, they would put it over like aesthetic videos and like those slides where they're like, what kind of girly are you? And it'd be like Coquette or like Cottagecore, and then this
and
is playing in the background.
Ethiopian jazz in the back.
I was confused for a bit, but I liked it.
I always watched the
video through.
I appreciated the appreciation. There was never any like malicious intent, which I was very much so appreciation more than appropriation.
I completely agree with it. I mean, I enjoyed the videos. I mean, I like the it was visually appealing and
mm-hmm.
audio.
You know, I even saw a couple of those music kind of guys on TikTok that were just like really big on analyzing
exactly.
music, and they were like playing this in the background. They're like, oh, like look at the way that the jazz sounds, and they just start going to Ethiopian history about why jazz is so important. And I'm like, wow, you did your research.
Yeah.
I don't know, I felt seen in the moment, and it's still going. I even played, the last song that I played was one of the most popular TikTok songs of 2023.
You know what? I don't like it when people are like, you know, like when you find a song on TikTok and they're like, of course you found it, it's like
you're
mainstream.
So dramatic.
And you know what? I find a lot of the music that I like on TikTok, because some people create accounts geared specifically towards helping you find new music.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on those intensely. And I found a lot of music that I wouldn't have listened to before because of that.
I just think like it's kind of a dumb argument, cuz now that TikTok is there, it's a new form of advertisement.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would even say that a lot of the music that I played on my show, I have found on TikTok.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's like it's the media.
Exactly.
That's how
media.
You find things. It's through the media.
Did they think that like artists weren't going to advertise on the most used app?
Or like if somebody liked it, like, and then just never talked about liking it, it's like nothing would be shared. It's like, you know,
exactly.
like when you like, oh my god, listen to this
exactly.
new song, and then that's how music gets popular.
People
hate
so
that
bad.
Gatekeeping.
Not a fan, especially for music.
I'm not a fan of gatekeeping, especially forms of media.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll gatekeep a few things for my own, you know,
peace.
My own peace.
I won't
tell you where my favorite thrift store is.
Exactly.
Oh. But I would say, like, what, music, books, movies?
Absolutely. Like, absolutely share not. It. Like, share that way it. You could talk about it.
Absolutely. Like, and these are great conversations to have.
Exactly. When you get to talk about, you don't even have to, like, analyze it. You could just talk about, like, for a show. You could talk about the plot and boom, conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a great thing to talk about, especially when it can become something that you have in common.
And it's a shared experience. Especially, like, we were just talking about it off mic, where we went to Bottoms, and the environment was so good.
I know. It was, the laughter filled the theater, and everybody was kind of, like, laughing together. I think it made the movie even better.
It made the movie 20 times better.
Even though the movie was hilarious in its own, but other people's laughter is also, it makes the laughter feel better.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I watched Spider-Man No Way Home in theaters.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Coming out day.
Yo.
The Thursday it came out.
I cried two times. And I was sitting by myself because I came with my cousins. I was the only one. I think I came with my cousin. I was the only one sitting alone. And I was sitting next to, like, strangers. And I'm pretty sure they were on a date because they were, like, holding hands or whatever. And I'm sitting right next to them, like, bawling my eyes out, you know, like, you know what I mean?
For me, that was Black Panther 2. Within the first minute, I was crying. It was so bad.
I know. Like, the movie has been out for a while, so they didn't have to kill her like that.
I cried so many times throughout the movie.
I didn't see it in theaters. I had to see it on Disney Plus, and it just, I didn't really feel the same. I think I haven't watched a lot of Marvel movies recently in theaters. I think the last one that I've seen was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
I haven't seen it.
I watched that one. It's good. I mean, but I watched it.
I don't believe I haven't
Plus.
Seen it.
I didn't like it that much.
Really?
I think it's my least favorite of the Guardians of the Galaxies.
I also just.
I love favorite, you know? Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Me too, Nadu.
I think the last Marvel movie I watched in theaters was probably No Way Home. I watched Black Panther on Disney Plus with my mom.
You did.
In her bedroom. We were crying. Like, I actually never cried so hard in my life.
Yeah, can we just talk about how, like, prideful our parents are with Black Panther?
100%.
Oh my goodness. As children of Africans, we are
It's that one chair. It's that one chair. That Ethiopian-made chair. That guy. You remember talking about?
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
That's why they love Black Panther so much.
No, and also, like, I'm pretty sure, like, one of, like, the hairstyles is, like, from, I think, a tribe in Ethiopia or something.
Oh, there was...
I don't know. It's, like, the one that's kind of, like...
I know exactly what you're talking about. There are, like, certain aspects, because Black Panther, I think, takes from, like, various African cultures.
Oh, so, yeah, absolutely.
So when we, like, see one that we know is ours, we're like, oh, yeah, that's us.
Yeah.
Their accents are... problematic, to say the least.
Do you know how heartbroken I was when I found out that Chadwick Boseman did not have that accent?
But did you? He had to fight for it, by the way.
I thought he was a fob.
Originally, they weren't going to give them any. They were going to give them British accents.
British accents?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I saw that on an interview once, and he apparently fought for it.
That would have made the movie fail, because a big part of, like, the success of the movie was the way that they finally viewed Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if they just saw it as another, like, plate, like, they were already speaking English majority of the movie, mm-hmm. which was probably, and it's not the language that was spoken there. What's the language that they spoke in?
South Africa's Xhosa.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the language they were speaking
in? It was
in
similar to it. Yeah, it was similar to it.
It took a lot of, like...
Because there were clicks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't really remember that. Honestly, I can't remember that.
I remember... No, Nye, I think you're right, because I remember hearing about that as well. I think Black Panther... Since we're on the topic, I think Black Panther is one of the only movies that I would argue did Africa well.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I watched The Woman King.
No.
Have you seen it?
Oh my god, can I tell you...
Not watching it.
Can I tell you what I... I actually was like... The movie was really good, but then... Look, okay. Here is my qualm with it. There was, like, that one scene where I don't remember any of the characters' names, but, like,
I have no recollection of any of the characters' names.
Me neither. But, like, the young girl, the one that was, like, who the movie was about, mm-hmm. and then her mother ended up being
whatever. No spoilers.
When she was, like, kind of taken by the Portuguese, and then they were gonna make her into a slave, and then they were like. And then the guy that was, like, her, like, love interest,
mm-hmm.
when he bought her.
Absolutely.
My jaw hit the ground, and I was like, they could have wrote this any other way. Buying her?
I had to pause the movie, stayed up, do a little cringe shake, and then sit back down.
No, I was in the theater. I was like, no way they just did that.
No way they just
did
that.
This is not love story. This is like them romanticizing. This was giving Pocahontas.
Exactly. It was giving Pocahontas.
Yeah. Because that one part kind of, like, shadowed the entire movie for me.
Mm-hmm. Cuz
like I couldn't even, like, every other part of it was like I mean, it's amazing to see like really strong black women on screen.
Absolutely.
But then watching a very strong black woman
get bought,
I feel like it kind of took away the entire message of the movie mm-hmm. at some point. Like, Homegirl could have caught, you know, she should have fought herself out.
I think she did fight her way out.
And he bought her.
Yeah, he bought her, but then she started fighting her way out.
I actually don't remember the end of the movie, but that would have been a perfect end to the movie.
Just fought her way out.
You know.
I wish you saw Faven just start, like, punching the air.
My experience with this movie, as the resident Twitter user, I heard some crazy things about it beforehand. Mm. So, like, I just didn't watch it anyways. And I love Viola. Don't get me wrong. I love Viola.
I forgot too. Viola Davis was the character. Oh, my gosh.
She is the woman king.
She is the woman king.
But going back to buying black people in the 2024... The TikTok of the tag.
Oh my god!
There was
stop.
Have you seen that TikTok? It's Runway. Do you know? Do you remember who it was for?
I don't remember who it was for.
A black model walking on the runway with a shirtless with a tag, like a tag on him.
They tagged him.
Like to buy him. I'll show you. It's actually so crazy. Oh, so that's how you know not a single black person was in the creator's room.
Yeah, because that wasn't a good idea.
No.
I don't know who thought that would be a good idea.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Progress, ladies.
You know what,
and gentlemen.
Naya? I think, you know, I'll tell you more about it after when we keep the queue going, but we had a really good day in class today because me, Faven, and Nadu all transferred into a really cool class about incarceration and families, and I highly recommend everyone takes it.
I know. I was paying attention. She had me.
She really did have me.
I don't remember the name.
I remember the name. I don't know if I should blast it out loud. So we can talk about it off
the air.
Off the air. But we're going to keep the queue going, actually. Thank you so much for everyone that was listening to our little rant. It was really good.
Thank you.
So we're going to keep going with the reggae.
Bye, guys.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Oh, hold on. Now to say bye one more time.
Oh, it's okay. I was like, bye, guys.
We'll be back. It's currently 3:48. We're going to keep a couple more songs going. Later, I think. Okay, anyways, next up is going to be Better Must Come by Delroy Wilson.
Everything I try to do seems to go wrong.
Everyone, this is Leah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's currently 3:55. We're going to end out the hour. I hope you guys enjoyed our little conversation. We had a great time in the studio today. I don't know when I'll be back. I'm sure they're going to release a new schedule coming up. Maybe I'll sub, maybe I won't, but I think the moral of the story is tune into WMFO at all times. Girls, you want to say goodbye to the people?
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right, we're going to end off with an awesome song that is very biased towards me. This is Leah by Seeing Double.
Thank you. breaking my heart.